You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. John Peterson, Gordy Young from WMDX in Madison, Wisconsin, doing the show for her today. The entire darn week. Right?
That's right. We're here all weekend for Maggie.
Yeah,
she'll be back next Monday, and we filled in for her once before. I think a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
It's good to be back. You know, and so we're doing double duty all this week. We're doing the morning show on WMDX, which is in Madison, and then. On the Civic Media Radio Network in the afternoons
for
Maggie.
Yeah, this is quite the workout here, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's we're used to the early morning shift. The studio, the brand new studio here at Civic Media Headquarters is almost complete. We did the show this morning from a beautiful new console that they put in the studio here. But it's a little warmer, I noticed, in the studio by the afternoon with the sunshine all
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah, well, we've got the biggest table in the world in the studio.
Yeah, we're going to bring in the ping pong paddles and the net tomorrow to see, you know, if we can set that up and get a little game going. So phone lines are open, and we'll open them right away, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can call us, text us. And again, we're here for Maggie all this week.
That's
Should
right.
Should be a lot of fun. A little bit later on, we've got Mike McCabe joining us. He's an author and a Substack blogger, and he'll come in our next half hour. We're going to talk about whatever's on his mind.
Well, we've got a big topic for him to discuss with us because we're going to need it. You know, everybody's a little depressed that we're under a dictatorship at this point, I think.
Seems
so,
like that.
Yeah, some people are freaking out. I know I am.
Right. I think a lot of people are.
Took me a lot of energy to come in here, you know, out of my fetal position in my living room. But
that's the way you always are. You know,
I know.
Every day. Now.
Every little story freaks me out completely.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike McCabe is going to talk about the whole issue of the turnings, the four turnings.
Ah, yes.
And that is a lifetime of turnings, basically. So you got four turnings in a lifetime, a normal, everyday human lifetime.
Yeah, so about every 20 years, over an 80-year period.
And something happens, and it moves into the next stage, the next stage, the next stage. So if you're depressed and you think it's the end of the world right now, we're moving into a better stage. and that's why we got him in here today. We want to make sure that, you know, maybe if you're thinking, you know, this is the end of the world and you're thinking about going to Canada, although that's not a bad idea. you might want to stay here. I think things are going to, well, sometime be better in the future.
Is that what you think? Really?
I mean, that could be with human life or without human life.
Oh, well,
I'm not really sure.
Kind of going, you're kind of projecting a little bit into the future there. Well, Mike McCabe will explain the whole idea of turnings. It's all based on a book that we've all discussed a couple of times before.
Right, The Fourth Turning by Neil Howe and William Strauss.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up, and. Again, our number is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
All right. I want to get to one of the biggest issues besides the amazing, if impossible to understand, Alien Enemies Act. They're debating this now in court. Of course, you know, other decisions have been made that it remains blocked. They can't deport anybody else. Based on the Alien Enemies Act.
This is an act from the 1700s, right? The late
1798.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, that goes back a ways.
It does.
It was used during World War II for the internment of Japanese people in
America. Right, but we were in a war at the time.
Yes.
See, we're not in a war right now.
Right.
And so they're arguing that because these are enemies filtering into our country, they want to be able to do this and use that as the excuse that we've been invaded by immigrants from our border.
Right.
Now, that's been happening for the last 40, 50, 60 years, so I'm not quite sure why it wasn't a big deal back then, but I guess it is now. Anyway, they're arguing that in court right now, and I think things will, we'll see how that works out. But I want to get to something called Social Security. It's like no one could touch it. No one. And you got to hand it to these guys, the Doge group and Trump, who say they're not going to do any, they're not going to touch it, except they're going to make it very, very difficult to achieve. Okay. See, you've heard this story before. This is what they do to voting, right? They make it very, very difficult, but they're just doing it for the integrity of the election. So they are doing that as well to Social Security. They're making sure that the integrity of Social Security is there. They're getting rid of the waste and fraud that is just running rampant in Social Security. It isn't. It isn't really. But that's what they say. And they see fraud and waste in everything the government does.
Well, and they're trying to make it just harder and harder to get a hold of Social Security folks
right.
by, you know, first of all, letting all these people go, just sending them away, getting rid of their jobs, and then messing with the phone systems. You know,
yeah.
I mean, paring that down so people can't call in. They have to go in. And that's really tough for a lot of Social Security recipients who are elderly or disabled or special needs to actually go into an office. Now they have less people to talk to. So their workload has, doubled or tripled for the people that are working there.
I know from personal experience, a lot of the senior people that I do interview for the other job that I have, they're not even sure they have a smartphone. They don't know what a smartphone is.
Right.
So to actually require them to go online on the internet or even make a phone call to an office that no longer takes calls. See, there are so many ins and outs on this. There's so many different rules going on that you never know what you should do or couldn't do on this. Now, they've laid off 7,000 employees across the country, and they are closing down dozens of field offices, 26, by the way, in 2025. So, and more are in their headlights because I think Musk is targeting about 800 leases of buildings by the federal government, and they'll cancel those leases, and then we'll see fewer and fewer of these offices, you know. I remember when they first brought the Social Security offices to all these localities in Milwaukee, Madison, and, you know, throughout the state.
Right.
It made it easier for people to access Social Security, ask the questions they need, be interviewed by the social worker, and figure out what they should be getting and what maybe they're is available to them.
Yes. You could talk to a human person, you know, and you could really get the lay of the land and figure out exactly what you were available to get.
It worked out well.
Yes. So, worked very well.
So let's trash that. One major change is the closing of the Office of Transformation. Now, a lot of people aren't talking about this, but this took care of wasteful and inefficient issues at these offices, and they got rid of it. It was set up in 2023. The office worked on modernizing and moving the Social Security Administration online, making it customer-centric and efficient by using technology. So they were using technology. It doesn't take Elon Musk, who isn't really a technological genius, really, seriously, he's not a genius, but he's taken this out. Maybe he'll replace it with something from, from his magic pen. I don't know. And the move seems exactly opposite. And I'm sure that you're probably thinking that since the goal of the office was to reduce red tape and modernize the Social Security Administration's technology and processes, right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the Office of Transformation.
Transformation, right. They were bringing it into the 21st century, finally.
Right.
In fact, the government has been doing that all across in each and every department. Everything was on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're trying to digitize everything in order to keep it that way. And then, of course, shred up all the excess paper.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there are new rules. And I think that maybe we could play one of these. I have a cut here, 192, if you can cue that up. 192 does go over some of the new rules for Social Security. And, you know, it's a mind bender, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it works out. Do we have that queued up, Cal? All right. Let's listen to it.
New rules could make it more complicated for some people to collect their Social Security benefits. The Trump administration says they're aimed at reducing fraud.
By tackling the waste and fraud in entitlements like Social Security, Medicare, can we actually preserve those programs for the future?
One rule, starting March 31st, requires people who can't prove their identity online to visit a field office. Another bars beneficiaries from changing their bank account information by phone, starting March 29th. Those changes come as the agency is closing some field offices and trying to reduce its workforce by about 12%.
Presumably, they want people with disabilities to now walk in to some Social Security office, although they're cutting back on these Social Security offices all over this country.
Online services will still be available, but many people who collect Social Security benefits are seniors.
It bugs the crap out of me, but my mom uses the damn landline, and that's how she does things.
President Donald Trump and Republican lawmakers promise they will not cut Social Security.
We're going to love and cherish Social Security, Medicare, Medicare.
Oh, sure.
But critics argue
these are not coincidental happenings. There's a design behind this, and it is to try to make these programs die on the vine.
I'm Mimi Kiley reporting.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the new rules.
Right.
Of course, you know, they want you to call some of these offices that are closing to go to some of the offices that are already closed.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense. It kind of blows your mind just a little bit. Hard to understand. And a lot of different rules will be taking place throughout the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to be confused and find it very difficult to ask even a simple question about their Social Security check.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about Social Security. And you can join the conversation. Give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn on this Monday afternoon. We'll be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.